Americans, this is Nigeria, and you are UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Angela Williams on the line with me. Angela, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Angela Williams, Angela J. Williams.
Okay. We're going to talk about your new book, so let the people know the name of it, and let's give a little background about who you are and what you're doing now.
Okay, the name of the book is called My Child is Going to Be Rich and Famous, How to Successfully Balance Family, Parenting, and Entertainment. I am the mother of three sons who are in the entertainment industry. Tyler James Williams, most people would know him from Everybody Hates Chris. He played the lead role of Chris, or The Walking Dead, or Let It Shine on Disney. Walking Dead is what, AMC?
Yeah.
My middle son, Tyler, is now 23. My middle son is 18, and he's Tyrell Jackson Williams, and most people know him from the Disney XD television series Lab Rats, and a few other movies and shows. My baby boy is Kylan Jacob Williams. He is on a Nickelodeon on a television show called Instant Mom, starring Tia Mari and Sholi Ralph, airing now. So they are the motivation behind the book. The inspiration behind the book would be parents who have been asking me over the last 18 years, how do I get my kids to be rich and famous?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the title comes from, the title of the book. But inside the book is a navigational guide to help them balance the family, parenting, and entertainment aspect. And it doesn't matter what area of entertainment they're in, sports, art, music, it doesn't matter. So I wanted to let them know what to expect.
Especially when you hear so many stories of the children being on drugs or being molested or, you know, Hollywood, doing Hollywood, that extra mother knit to really watch over your child and, you know, have faith also that God got this, because when you turn them over, you better know that there's something else behind just letting them go out into the den of thieves, so to speak.
Yes, and I think one of the most important things that you said was when you turn them over. As a parent, you should never turn them over, because the industry is a system, and you have to understand what the system is and how to operate within the system. And much like you would not just drop your kids off at any other type of working system and just let the system take care of your kids, you should not do that with the entertainment industry as well.
Mm-hmm. I meant something like when you let your kids go to college, you know, you got to kind of let them go. I guess turn them over was not the best word, but, you know, allowing them and holding on to the fact that what you have given them will sustain them in different environments.
But you know what? The way that you worded it was perfect, because that's what many parents do. They turn them over. And I think that was the perfect wording. And yeah, it is like when you drop them off at college, hopefully they're prepared for college, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in the industry, you know, most kids, when they get started, they're not prepared for the industry. They're just, you know, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important that parents stay parents and maintain that covering as parents, so that when the system starts to do what it does, the parents will be able to help the kids and nurture them along the way.
So let's start from day one. Like, how did you even know that acting was something that, was it something that your children wanted to do? Was it something that you saw in your children? Or how did that even come into play?
Well, the short version of the story is I was watching television with my oldest son. He was 4 years old at the time, and we were watching Men in Black. I've always been one of those parents who teach my kids what their purpose was, and to teach them how to pray, and to teach them how to be self-aware, and to help them discover what their purpose was. And while watching the movie, you know, he was really quiet, and he was always that type of observant type of kid anyway. When the movie was over, he pointed to the television and he said, "That's what I'm supposed to do." And pretty much that's how our journey started. I started researching, and, you know, we spent a lot of time in prayer and finding out if this is part of the direction that he was supposed to take, because I was, at the time, I was in the music industry, singer, songwriter, performer. I've been singing and performing all of my life.
Okay.
I knew what the industry was, so I didn't want to jump into something. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to jump into something. And, you know, because, you know, I saw pretty much everything. So my goal was then, okay, Lord, is this part of your plan for him? And what does that look like? So I started doing a tremendous amount of research. And that's pretty much the genesis and the foundation of how we got started. And every time I had a kid, they seemed to end up in the casting room.
That is amazing. How has the industry been favorable to young actors? Has there been a change? Have you been a witness of the change to kind of more protect the young actors?
I would like to say, since we started 18 years ago, there's been a tremendous safety guard that's been established, but it hasn't. There are organizations that work within the system that many parents either don't know about or may not participate in, and they're doing a tremendous job, but overall still have more work to do.
Okay.
We have more work to do, because I think that the focus is more on the kids entertaining as opposed to the kids being protected so much, you know?
So what are all the SAG fees and everything about then, and actor fees all about, if they're not being protected?
Well, and with that, there are a lot of, there are organizations within SAG that protect the children. There is an organization called Looking Ahead. There's an organization called the Actors Fund. And I'm associated with those as well. I've been on the advisory board for the Looking Ahead program. And SAG, the union, they have safeguards to help parents. But it's a matter of the parents taking advantage of them. There are many parents that still may not know about them. As far as, you know, every step of the way, making sure all areas and all of the moving parts are protecting the children, not just the union, but all of the other moving parts, we have a ways to go with that.
Okay. And how are the opportunities for young African-American male characters in the industry? Are you seeing more variety? That's what I mean. You know, did they stop with the, you got to be a thug?
You know, just like in every other area in the world, we have a ways to go. And my experience with three sons has been favorable. And there are roles, but we still have to have a ways to go, just like Black women in film and everything else. You know, it's a process. For us, that was never a major issue, in the sense that the goal was never to be all over the place. The goal was to be exactly where they were supposed to be, you know.
Right.
So we didn't see it as a struggle, in a sense. It was more about, okay, this is what you're going to be doing this week, but we also have soccer. We also have all these other things going on. So the focus wasn't always on the industry.
How did you find out about that particular show?
Well, we're in New York. Anyway, we live in California now. We're actually bi-coastal, but we spend most of our time now in California. But the auditions were held in New York at the time, and that was almost 11 years ago now. The audition came a year before he actually booked it, but they were doing a national search, from what I believe, and they couldn't find the right kid. So the audition came and went, and then it came right back again.
Mm-hmm.
And he did about four auditions in New York, and then he was flown to California to do the screen test and to meet some of the producers and things like that. And he did maybe about two or three more auditions, and he ended up booking it in California, but the auditions originated in New York.
Well, that sounds like a real deep process. I'm like, well, how many auditions you got to go through? You went to audition and a screen test and audition. I mean, what is that process?
Some processes are you go in and meet with the producer and then you book the role. But many of them pretty much go like Everybody Hates Chris did. It takes time. It takes time. And, you know, they try to eliminate those who are not, you know, making it through to the next round. But sometimes it takes a while, and you have to be wired to this industry too, because there's a tremendous amount of rejection, and
right.
you have to understand that that's part of what the system is, what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
it was frustrating at some points, especially for my son. He was 12 at the time. But over time, you get to realize this is what it looks like. Every kid is not wired for the industry.
Right, right. Well, and parent as well, because who has time? You know, how committed do you have to be able to do the auditions, to, you know, take off work or just, you know, make these appointments happen for your child? What is that sacrifice like?
You have to be as committed as you need to be. Everybody's situation is different because some kids want to just do print. Some kids just want to do theater. Other kids want to do it all. So it all depends on what it is the family and the child and the family wants to do, and it all depends on the type of working and family structure that the family has. If there's a single mom, she has to have, and she's a single mom and the only one working in the house, it would be great for her to have a support system of people who can drop the child off at auditions and things like that, because there's so, you can't schedule the auditions within a family's life. They're just sporadic, and you don't know when it's coming, and you don't know what's happening. So if it's a two-family household, somebody's going to have to decide who's going to go in for the auditions, and at the last minute, what is that going to look like from a working standpoint? So it's so important to have a support system that you can put one together that you know can drop the child off. If he books a job and you have to work, what does that look like, you know?
And being that you yourself, someone who's been in the industry and pretty much know your way around, when you considered the fact that your son wanted to be a part of that, what was one of your first thoughts?
My first thought was, I cannot believe this is happening. because when I was about six, my mom decided, and I talk about this in the book, my mom decided that she wanted her singing daughters and her talented kids to be in the industry. And I went on a few auditions, and I hated it. I hated all of it. I hated the auditioning process. I hated, you know, signing in and waiting in the waiting room to go over my lines. I hated walking into the casting room, and these strangers are staring at me. I hated all of it. Mm-hmm. So after maybe about 6 months, I told her I didn't want to do it anymore. And thank God for me, she, you know, she totally understood. So this time, you know, hearing it from my son and realizing this is what the journey was going to look like, my mind immediately went back to my six-year-old self. But I'm like, for real? But now I'm my mom. What is this? But because I had that experience, it better prepared me and us for what the forward motions were going to look like, because I knew that we were not always going to say yes to auditions. We were not always going to do certain things. So pressure and the stress is taking off of myself and my son, because the goal was not to be all over the place. He just wanted to act.
Mm-hmm. And what's the first steps when your child says, okay, I want to act? Like, what do? Like, you hear the stories, oh, I went to California in my car with no money. And, you know, what's the first steps?
People are still doing that, believe it or not. And I'm trying to catch as many of them as I can. And to let them know that there are several ways to get to the industry. But you have to first know what the goal is. What is your goal? Because some parents don't have a goal. They don't have a plan. They'll see something on television and say, I want that. But they may not understand the price or the sacrifice.
Ooh, you're going to make me shout. Oh, my God. They have not counted the cost. It costs. Okay, yes. I'm sorry.
It's all good. And there's a chapter in the book called The Price. So, And I wrote the book that I wish I had 18 years ago. So that's the most important thing. I shoved everything in there. And because I know that parents are going to be coming from so many different directions and with so many different frames of mind, I wanted to make sure that by the time they got to the end of this book, that they had everything that they needed to make educated decisions for their families. And even by the time I get to the end of the book, I interview industry insiders, everyone from former child actors to directors, casting, producers, agents, managers. So I wanted the parents to get all of the information that they need to go forward, so that at the end of the book and at the end of their child career, they will never be able to say, I didn't know. Because that's so important. A lot of people fall into certain situations because they just didn't know what
right.
to expect. They didn't know that they had to make sure their kids were okay mentally and emotionally. They didn't know that they had to be focused and mentally grounded. They didn't know that they had to understand what purpose looked like and what the packages looked like. So many of the parents who end up with really bad situations in the industry, I don't think it's because they're all bad parents. I think it's because some of them are ignorant. And certain things happen for their kids too quickly. So every dynamic is different. So going back to your question, what do you need to know? You need to know what works best for your family. You need to know what it is, articulate with your children and find out what it is they want to do. What does that look like? They need great team and support system around them. They need to do as much research as possible. They need to know what the union is and what the support system looks like. A lot of parents don't want to do the work. They don't want to do the research because they see dollar signs or they see another kid on television or they've watched Blackish and they see all of those cute little talented kids or from Blackish and, you know, well, my kid looks like him or my kid looks like her and everyone says my kid's talented. That's great, but the path of those kids may not be the path of your kid. And sometimes it takes kids years before they book extra work on a commercial.
Wow.
So just because it worked for my kid a certain way or somebody else's child does not mean that that's going to be your direction. And you have to understand going forward what that looks like and the reality of that.
Girl, please tell them how they can get your book. It is necessary.
It is, and it feels like I've been pregnant for 18 years, and I finally have been able to push this baby out because my heart's desire to make a difference in the lives of people as a minister, but then also as a life coach, and I'm just a cheerleader by nature. My heart's desire is that families will be saved and marriages will be saved and kids will be healthy and solid and focused and trailblazers, and they'll be able to live out their purpose no matter what they do. My website is AngelaJWilliams.com, and you can order the book straight from there. You can order it at Amazon.com. My goal is that it will be a blessing to the entire family.
You know, I want to ask you one more question about being blackballed in the industry. What's the truth about being blackballed?
I guess if you want to ask 10 people, they would give you 10 different answers. I just have to be a woman of faith, and I believe that what is for you was for you. And I believe that that definition has changed throughout the years. It exists, but God has to do for you. And I just happen to be a person of integrity and believe that, you know, as you go forward, if you are a person of integrity, the doors will open for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my take on it, but everybody, you know, has a different perspective. Did I ask you a question?
Yes, you did. And the biggest question that came across my mind, and being that you have all this wealth of information in the industry, is the Illuminati real?
Again, if you were to ask 10 people, you would get 10 different answers. And pretty much the answer that I gave you for the whole blackball piece is that everybody is going to be coming from different places. I'm not one to focus on that. I believe that there is a measure of truth to everything that we hear. I think that there is a measure of perception to everything that we hear. It's one of those situations where if that is a factor for you, you can do some research and figure that out yourself, but you got to realize what your focus is. What are you focusing on? If you're focusing on the Illuminati and how people are trying to take advantage or take over you, whatever the case is, well, then that's your focus. Again, my focus is what God has for me is for me. And if I encounter something that is counter that, I'm going to deal with it. And I'm sure if you were to ask some certain people, they're like, yes, the Illuminati is in every casting room, you know. And then other people.
People ask me that, you know. They'd be like, oh, Nigeria, what do you think about that? And I'm like, I don't think about it. That's really
right,
my answer, you know. You said everything's a system, really. So.
Yes. And within every system, there's a good part of that. Everything is extreme, from churches to politics.
Preaching.
you know, they're all systems. So, you know, there's good and bad in all things. So you have to understand what your purpose is within that. And I've seen people who are focused on the negative side, and that's where they ended up.
Exactly.
And I don't subscribe to that. My goal is, okay, God, what are you saying for me? Where, what lane am I supposed to be in?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I get in that lane, and if I have to deal with the positive or the negative effects of whatever, if he calls me to it, he's already equipped me to handle it. So.
Yes, ma'am. And that right there is the answer. And, you know, like everything, eat the meat and spit out the bones.
There you go.
I think anybody who's interested in entertainment needs to get the book.
Yeah, and one of my girlfriends who's in the industry, she is an adult actor, she said, you know what, you titled the name wrong. And I said, why? She said, I'm sitting here gathering pieces of information on things that I didn't even realize. She said, so would you please tell people that it's not just for parents and kids, but it's for adult actors, it's for agents and managers so that they can give these to their children and to their clients. It's for studios, dancing studios and performing arts schools. So she said, would you please tell them that, because it's not just for parents and kids, it's for everyone.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad to hear that there's a process and that they have you out there on the front line cheerleading and getting the information that's needed and necessary to get into the entertainment business, and that there are some changes, and that we can look forward to some great things, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah. Yes, I'm excited about this new movement, and I believe it's going to be so beneficial for so many people, so I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Amen. Well, I thank you so much for stopping by. We love our key players, and once a key player, always a key player, and I thank you so much for sharing that wealth of information.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor.
All right.